Welcome to the Alleycast, Folk Alley's monthly podcast. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the episode for September 2008. We'll be listening to segments of Folk Alley's fifth anniversary concert with David Franci and Harry Manx. Also, our exclusive interview with Rhonda Vincent will be showcasing a little bit of that on this episode of the Alleycast. And hear from this month's open mic participant, Peggy Lynn. We'll hear her song called Get That Fire. By the way, don't forget, this month on Folk Alley, we're fundraising. We're looking to raise $100,000 to meet the needs of FolkAlley.com. Keep in mind, there are no commercials on Folk Alley, and let's face it, this is music you really can't hear any other place. I would bet you a few dollars that if you went up and down your regular radio dial, you would not hear folk music there or really anywhere. This is the place for the quality that you expect, and this is the place for music that means something. Music that isn't heard other places. Folk Alley is pretty special, at least we think so. And if you're with us in that camp, then you should definitely go to the website right now and click on the banjo and become a member of FolkAlley.com. And just in case you don't know, when you become a member of this website, you no longer hear fundraising. So right now, if you click over to the stream, if you're not a member, you're going to hear all this fundraising. Once you become a member, you're never going to hear that ever again. Let's get the Alleycast started right now with something from our fifth anniversary concert that took place August 8th, 2008. In fact, when you become a member, you'll be able to take home a double CD of this special concert featuring Harry Manx and this guy, David Franci.
Well, it was Edmonton late in the fall when I was done for good and all. My heart was stolen from me then, never to return again. And that lonesome heart, it had no chance, and I lost it to her in a glance. Now I think of her out on this road where the highway sign reads heavy and low. And I was killing time till the falling night. I looked in all the windows, took a walk down white. Then I'd return and listen hard for the gate to open in the yard, in hopes that we might talk again, and her voice as soft as summer rain. Now I think of her out on this road where the highway sign reads heavy low. And now I'm in a park in Portland town, and I'm lonesome as the sun goes down. And I'm thinking of a time before when she waved goodbye from her front door. I can see her face behind the glass, a smile that filled the emptiness. And now I think of her out on this road where the highway sign reads heavy and load. And now I think of her out on this road where the highway sign reads heavy and load.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That was Craig Worth on the Shruti box. And the Shruti box is an Indian instrument best likened to a highly melodic wooden attaché case, essentially, is what it is. And we figured out in the last tour that all our so-called world leaders should really carry those instead of attaché cases. They wouldn't get a lot done, but they'd do no harm whatsoever. So that's our theory anyway. I know every time we come down and play Ohio, people sing just beautifully. And I just wondered, are you a singing crowd here at Kane Park? Oh, it looks like we are, actually. We have one person holding their hand up and three people cheering. It should be good. The rest of you just take it easy. It'll be over before you know it. But I did work construction for 20 years, but now I do this for 11. And one of the things I get to do because of this job is I get to go places and teach people how to write songs, or at least help them to write songs. And so you go to singer-songwriter workshops. And the last one I attended was up in Alaska, of all places, Land of the Midnight Sun. I was up there in June. It was incredible. It was absolutely beautiful. It never got dark the whole time you were there, you know. It was Land of the Midnight Sun, literally. And you could go out in the parking lot and read a book at 3 o'clock in the morning if you wanted to. I did, because you could. I just wanted to. And it was a really lovely camp and everything else. It was surrounded by all these lovely jagged mountains in Palmer, Alaska. And there was 18 people in the course, three instructors, myself being one of them. And so they put us all in a great big room to start with, and we all sat in a big circle. And we all stood up, said who we were, said where we were from, and sung one of our songs. I did that towards the beginning because I was one of the instructors. And then everybody started getting up and taking their turns. And this girl got up towards the end, and I hadn't noticed her when she walked in or when she sat down or anything about her until she stood up to sing. I noticed her then, all right. She was, without a doubt, drop-dead gorgeous is the only way I could describe her, an absolute breathtaker, like my wife Beth, as a matter of fact. But just to clarify that, since it's on tape and all, she was just one of those stunning women, probably came from Cleveland. No, it was a remarkable, that was a bit of pandering. This incredible gal, and I was so busy having an inhalation of breath, I missed her name, you know. So all I really heard was, Kansas, and she sung her song about Kansas, and it was quite beautiful, and I thought, wow, really nice, you know, and I thought, I wonder if she's going to be in my course. Well, she wasn't in my course at all. And so for the next 4 days, I didn't really see her at all. And then we're all doing our concert at the very end of this workshop. All the instructors are doing a concert. I was halfway through mine. I'm lined up for a beer. I looked behind me, and there she was, standing there, looking right at me. And I didn't know what to say. I'd made eye contact with her, so I had to say something. But I could not think of her name because I didn't know her name. So I said what came to mind. I thought, all I can do is say this. And I said, hey, Kansas, how's it going? You know, I thought, that's pretty safe. No problem there. Well, she looks at me, and she goes, that is the coolest thing anybody's ever called me in my entire life, you know. I was rocked, yes. I was inside, I was going, woo, is right. But mostly I was just looking at her really blankly thinking, do I tell her it's old age and a bad memory? Do I fess up? No, I can't do that. So I just thought, wow, unbelievable. Then I thought, my life could have been so much fuller if I'd only known that long before this, you know. Because all of a sudden it occurred to me, you can actually use that anywhere you go at all, and it works really, really, really well. Any state, province, city, town, anywhere you go, it's fantastic. You can do it right here. You can go, hey, Cleveland, nice to see you. Thanks for coming out. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Ohio, glad you made it. All those things. It works fantastically well until you get to American Virgin Islands. Then it all falls apart. It's pretty bad there. I thought about that girl up there in Alaska, land of the midnight sun, and missing, you know, maybe her hometown's in Kansas. I thought, she can't even go into the darkness of her porch and look into the darkness around her and imagine the wheat fields of Kansas, because it's never dark enough. And I thought, half of Kansas is back there missing her as well. So it's a whole thing's a sad situation, so I can write about that. So I did. At least that's why I told Beth, my wife, why I wrote the song. Really, I wrote the song because the girl was drop-dead gorgeous. I just felt like writing about her, and I did. And I ended up with a very simple chorus, which you're going to help us sing, I hope. The song is called American Virgin Islands. No, it isn't. It's called Kansas. In the land of the midnight sun, snow and stone, the kingdom come. Ragged cloud, the sky of blue, Kansas, I dream of you. And I met her there, so far from home, both of us ourselves alone. Whole world left behind for new Kansas, I dream of you. Here we go. Kansas, I dream of you. Kansas, I dream of you. Tell me, what am I to do? Kansas, I dream of you. Kansas, I dream of you. Kansas, I dream of you. Tell me, what am I to do? Kansas, I dream of you. Left behind the great Midwest, here is where she came to rest. We may never meet again, it's true. Kansas, I dream of you. And once again night fails to fall on the broken towers of the mountain wall. No promise dark to veil the view.
Kansas, I dream of you. Oh, Kansas, I dream of you. Kansas, I dream of you. Tell me, what am I to do? Kansas, I dream of you. Kansas, I dream of you. Kansas, I dream of you. Tell me, what am I to do? Kansas, I dream of you. Oh, tell me, what am I to do? Kansas, I dream of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I've never ever made it a point of looking up old girlfriends. I don't know about you do, but for me it's just sort of whatever's in the past and probably best left there. And I must admit, I worked 20 years in construction and not once did an old girlfriend look me up. Not once in 20 years. Can you imagine that? Anyway, I got into this line of work though, and you get that little tiny blip of recognition. You know, you see your name pop up on Google or whatever, boop, and they go, oh, that idiot. I wonder what he's doing now, you know. And so I never had any show up at all to concerts until about a year ago in January when we started the year with 5 concerts, and I had an ex-girlfriend at each of the first 4 concerts. You know, I was just thinking to myself, man, there's a movement afoot and I'm not privy to it, you know, it's just pretty bad. And I thought to myself, man, there's only 5 of them all together. Where's the 5th one? Where is she? You know, and it bothered me, to tell you the truth. And it was lovely to see the other women. I really enjoyed seeing them very much. But the one I really wanted to see was the one who hadn't gotten in touch with me. And I met her when I was a dishwasher at Ponderosa Steakhouse, and she was a bus girl at Ponderosa Steakhouse. And so it worked out really, really well. You know, it was like a match made in heaven, essentially, you know. And it's a very frantic place on a Tuesday night, I remember, and I was one of the fastest dishwashers, if not the fastest, so I always worked on a Tuesday night. It was a cheap steak night in Canada. And she started her career at that place that very night. And she pushed her bus cart into this dish room that was just full of, a dreadful scene, to tell you the truth. Nobody was very happy and everybody's snapping at one another. And she pushed her cart into that room and she lit that place up like a Klieg light. By dint of personality alone, she made everybody in that room feel better immediately. She just turned this dazzling smile on everybody and all of a sudden, all was right with the world. I was just swept off my feet completely, took one look at her and thought, oh my gosh, the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. Oh my, wow, is she ever beautiful, you know. And so opposites attract, of course. And she took one look at me and said, oh, look at that morose dishwasher. I like him, you know. And all of a sudden, I had a babe on my arm for the first time in my life, you know. Felt fabulous. She eventually left me for one of the cooks. But even that was a life lesson as well, you know, just don't be a dishwasher, be a cook, they get the girls. So everything was working out rather well. She went on to great things in her life. She became a bit of a media personality and did very, very well up in Canada. I used to see her on the TV and celebrate her victories quietly to myself and just think, well done, well done. I'm so pleased to see you doing that. And then, but she did get in contact with me eventually. And she said, David, you're going to be playing around the corner from where I live around the corner from where you're playing in Toronto. Would you please come and see me? I thought, I'm going to go. And so I was marching bravely up the street until it suddenly occurred to me what 25 years had done to me. You know, it had been 25 years since I'd seen her. And I thought, oh no, I wonder what's going to open that door when I get there, you know. So I walked up and with some trepidation knocked on the door. And the door just swung open. And there was that beautiful 16-year-old girl looking right back at me through a 40-year-old woman's face. It was absolutely gorgeous, you know. And everything she brought into that dish room all those years ago, she had in spades at this point in her life. And it was just a grand afternoon to spend with her. I thought, that was long overdue. I should have done that long ago. Anyway, we're friends again, and I'm really pleased about that. And I wrote this song for her on the way home, and it's called A Conversation. Quiet house on a quiet street, past recall and the shadows meet, a conversation long past due, and hasn't time been kind to you? You've a daughter now and a son as well, and a life well lived and a tale to tell. Sky was not always blue, and hasn't time been kind to you? So many years apart.
a long abandoned heart. And time, well, time rolls on. What's left behind is gone. That girl I knew, a woman's face, boldly stole the gift of grace. That's a blessing of the few. And hasn't time been kind to you? And so we passed a pleasant day, and so we went our separate ways to do what life gave us to do. And hasn't time been kind to you? So many years apart, a long abandoned heart, and time, well, time rolls on. What's left behind is gone. In a quiet house on a quiet street, past recall and the shadows meet, conversation long past due. And hasn't time been kind, oh, to you?
That's David Francy from Folk Alley's 5th anniversary concert, August 8th of 2008 at Kane Park in Cleveland Heights, recorded by our contributing producer, Craig Adams. By the way, when you become a member of FolkAlley.com right now during our fundraising campaign this month, you can take home a double CD of that concert. All you have to do is click on the banjo. All the information's right there. Support this music, support what you believe in, and support FolkAlley.com. We do appreciate it. Recently, we interviewed bluegrass musician Rhonda Vincent. She's a 7-time winner of the IBMA Bluegrass Vocalist of the Year. Folk Alley's Jim Bloom spoke with her, and you can listen to the full interview right now on FolkAlley.com. On this episode of the Alleycast, I'll give you about a 5-minute segment of this interview with Rhonda Vincent.
I'm Jim Bloom. Rhonda Vincent joins us. Her latest album is called Good Thing Going. She also is a winner, again, of IBMA Female Vocalist of the Year, 7 times straight. How does that feel, Rhonda, to win an award like that that many times?
You know, it's pretty amazing. It's very exciting. I look at it as a wonderful reward. We work really, really hard. In 2004, we were on the road over 300 days with the travel days and everything. So it's a really nice confirmation, really, to say, wow, and to know that that was a record that is even more special. And we were hoping to get in the Guinness Book of World Records, but I don't understand why, but it doesn't work like that. It's a great feeling, and it's something that I really, really appreciate. And I think it's just something that it's a great confirmation and just a stamp of approval that says, we like what you're doing, and I really appreciate that.
Especially considering you've been at this for a long time, and during your first years, you probably weren't well known. Things were a little tougher, so it's sort of a nice reward after all this time.
It really is. I grew up in a musical family, you know, trace back 5 generations, and this was a way of life. It wasn't anything that we consciously said, I'm setting out to do this, or, you know, a lot of people will say, when did this, you know, when did you choose this as a career? And it's like, I really didn't choose it. It kind of chose me because it was always on the job training. And so it was just this way of life. So to really consciously say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. It probably wasn't until a couple of years ago that it really started to sink in and say, okay, yes, this is what I do. And it's a way of life that evolved into a career.
I've got to start somewhere.
Your album has a variety of different songs, 5 of which you wrote. Is this the most that you've written for one album?
It is. I had never written so many songs for an album. In fact, my fiddle player, Hunter Berry, he said, you know, you don't have to put every song on this album. But as I was recording and thought I was done with the tracks, I would write something else. These basically were songs that were inspired by someone. The song Good Thing Going, my husband, he and I started working together unexpectedly. And I had already tracked 6 songs for the album and did not even anticipate writing this song. And then not having a title or a direction and knowing where's this album heading. And we will have been married 25 years on Christmas Eve. And we agreed that if our working together ever came between our marriage, that I would get a new agent. So anyway, 1 year passed by, and he called me. I was in Portland, Oregon at a show getting ready to play. And he said, you know, I've been booking you for a year now. And he said, I think this is working out really well, and I think we've got a good thing going. It was like ding, 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 the bell started ringing and the lights came on. I said, oh, I have to write that down. As soon as we hung up, I was so preoccupied on that particular show. People will ask me, it's like, you know, what are you thinking about when you're on stage? And it's like, usually it's but what's the next song? We don't use the set list. So, but this particular show, I had written that line down. I had started writing this song, and I was really preoccupied with that song during that show, because it's like I was so excited. It's like, this has got to be the title of the new album. And it's all fact. It ended up being a song about our life and about our marriage, and it's all fact except for one piece of fiction. So I tell folks, when you listen to the song Good Thing Going, you figure out what's fact and what's fiction.
Been working hard to keep our lives in check. Most times everything just seems a wreck. The house is turned upside down. The daughter's boyfriend hangs around. But all in all, when you do an evaluation, we've got a good thing going, you and me. It's hard to see how lucky between bills, jobs, and family. We've been through things both good and bad, and once lost everything we had. We've got a good thing going, me and you.
That's our exclusive interview with Rhonda Vincent. You can hear the full thing right now on FolkAlley.com. We're fundraising this month, so when you go to the website to listen to Rhonda Vincent, why don't you go ahead and click on the banjo and support FolkAlley.com with a financial gift. 90% of our annual budget comes from people like you, people who believe in this music, people who can't hear this music other places. And that's most of us, because let's face it, folk music isn't on regular radio. This is really your only destination to hear the newest music that's available in the bluegrass world or the Celtic world. And we handpick it. You know, we get sent thousands of CDs. We make sure that you hear the best of the best. So click on that banjo on the website and show us some love. The open mic portion of Folk Alley is where anyone can upload his or her songs, and you have a chance of discovering talent that you've never heard before because of open mic. This month, our featured open mic artist is Peggy Lynn. She is from the Adirondack area of New York, and she is someone who takes her music not just for entertainment purposes, but to heal people. She's going to be a part of the Adirondack Arts and Healing Workshops. That's in the middle of September of this month. She's an instructor for this special gathering, and basically these retreats are designed to promote healing for people with cancer and other chronic illnesses. The song we're going to hear right now is a song that she submitted to open mic, and it's inspired by women surviving cancer and chronic illnesses that she actually met at this healing festival. This is Peggy Lynn's song called Get That Fire on the Alleycast from FolkAlley.com.
That fire burning in your belly, baby. Get that fire burning in your belly, baby. Get that fire burning in your belly, 'cause the game ain't over yet. Shake it off. Mistakes don't matter, baby. Shake it off. Tune out the clatter, baby. Shake it off. mistakes don't matter, 'cause the game ain't over yet. Pull up your snotty socks and get on to it. Pull up your snotty socks and just go do it now. Pull up your snotty socks and get on to it, 'cause the game ain't over yet. Fat soprano has laryngitis, says she's coughing and hacking with bad bronchitis. Now the fat soprano has laryngitis, and the game ain't over yet. Pain has got you reeling. You've just begun to build your brass. Reach beyond the ceiling. You were born to crash that glass. Get that fire burning in your belly, baby. Get that fire burning in your belly, baby. Get that fire burning in your belly, 'cause the game ain't over yet. Game ain't over yet. Game ain't over yet. Game ain't over yet.
Peggy Lynn, Folk Alley's featured open mic artist for September 2008. That was her song called Get That Fire. I'm Chris Boros. This is the Alleycast from FolkAlley.com. On August 8th of 2008, we presented our 5th anniversary concert. And when you become a member right now at FolkAlley.com, by clicking on the banjo on the homepage, you can take home a double CD set of this concert featuring David Francie and this gentleman, Harry Manx. Thank you.
someday you will be taken. Ride that rail, won't you? Ride that rail. Someday you'll be forsaken. Someday you'll be forsaken. Someday you'll be forsaken. Someday you will be taken. Someday you'll be forsaken.
This lovely instrument made in Calcutta. You can see the tuning heads all came all down the neck. It's got 20 strings on it, and it started out as a six-string guitar, but the guy that created it said the sound of the six strings was a little lonely. Put another 14 on there that fixed the loneliness problem. Now, this is what you call a banjo. I love this old banjo. I had it for quite a while, and I almost lost it recently. I went to a big city and I had the banjo in the back seat of the car. And I left the car unattended for a while and went to take care of my business. And when I came back, sure enough, the window was smashed and there was two more banjos in there. Broke my heart, I tell you. Working on a railroad, a dollar a day. Working on a railroad, a dollar a day. Working on a railroad, child, dollar a day. Get my money, get my pay. Take this hammer, take to the captain. Take this hammer, take to the captain. Take this hammer, child, take to the captain. Tell him I'm gone, yeah, ain't I gone. And if he ask you, yeah, what's a running? Oh, if he ask you, yeah, what's a running? And if he ask you, child, oh, what's a running? Tell him I was flying, man, one night flying. And if he ask you, yeah, what's a laughing? Yeah, if he ask you, oh, was a laughing. But if he ask you, yeah, oh, was a laughing. Tell him I was crying, man, when I cry. Yeah, I'm working on a railroad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on a railroad, a dollar a day. Working on a railroad track, a dollar a day. Working on a railroad, yeah, a dollar a day. Get my money, get my pay. Get my money, get my pay. Get my money, child. Gonna get my pay. Oh, 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 oh.
Harry Manx recorded August 8th, 2008 at Kane Park in Cleveland Heights by our contributing producer, Craig Adams. That was part of our 5th anniversary concert. And when you become a member of Folk Alley, by clicking on the banjo, you can take home a double CD set of that concert, featuring that dude, Harry Manx, and of course, David Francie. Think about also FolkAlley.com and that banjo that I know you want to click on when you go to the homepage. Not only do you get the stream 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there are also all the extra contents, all of the interviews that we've done, the in-studio sessions, Janice Ian singing at 17. We videotaped it with 3 cameras. This isn't cheap to do. This costs a lot of money. But that's what we're here for, you know? We're here to promote this music. We love this music. That's why we work here. That's why we do what we do, is because we're fans like you are. So now's the time to get to that website, click the banjo, become a member of Folk Alley. You know what to do. I'm Chris Boros. Thanks so much for listening.